Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And it's the Monday edition. We're back in action for yet another week of fun and excitement. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. But be aware, right now, in fact, all day long, the freetalklive.com website's been having some troubles. Actually, it's not our site. It's the domain name service, essentially.
Oh, it's always somebody else whenever anybody makes mistakes.
It's not our fault. Well, although it is our fault for picking a shoddy domain name service provider. Or domain, whatever you want to call it, zone information, domain information. Anyway, if you're trying to go to, say, amp.freetalklive.com, auction.freetalklive, all those subdomains where there's a word in front of freetalklive.com, every single one of them except for BBS is not working right now.
Why is BBS working and the rest of them aren't working?
Technical explanation. Okay. It has to do with forwarding to an IP address versus forwarding to a web address. Anyway, so most of our site, direct access to site features down at the moment. Hopefully it will be up sooner rather than later. And I'll send out an update when all of the features are back online. All right, so freetalklive.com, everything on the website is totally free. All right, 800-259-9231. There's lots in the news today here. Wow, I mean, just stunning stuff. In fact, Mark, I'm not sure if we should start on the story about the AP photographer who is being held, who has been held for 5 months without charges in Iraq, or if we should focus on the other 13,999 people that have been held. Why don't we start big and then focus in? Let's talk about the 14,000, the over 14,000 people that the U.S. military, not the CIA, because you've got the CIA prisons, but that's not all that's going on, is it?
This article from the AP is, it's huge. I haven't had the chance to edit it down, so I'm just going to pick out some highlights and I'm going to read the first few paragraphs.
Yes, you will do it as soon as you finish coughing.
Sorry,
terrible. All right. Sorry. Getting over a cold.
Yeah. In the few short years since the first shackled Afghan shuffled off to Guantanamo, it really paints a picture, doesn't it? The U.S. military has created a global network of overseas prisons. It's islands of high security, keeping 14,000 detainees beyond the reach of established law.
Hold on, this has been going on only for the last 5 years, allegedly? They've created these prisons recently?
This is from Afghan conflict and the Iraq conflict, and who we've managed to find around the world since then also.
Wow.
It's one of the problems that was created in general by not declaring war.
Mm.
If we would have declared war against Afghanistan, then when we declared peace against Afghanistan, you let all the prisoners go.
Yeah.
But now they're terrorists. Mm. And a lot of them were picked up, as bounties by warlords in remote places. It's not like we went to every, we weren't in every place in Afghanistan. We didn't know everything that was going on. We didn't pick up every terrorist.
Sure.
We said, hey, we're picking your side here in this local area, and why don't you just round up the people you think are terrorists and give them to us?
And we'll give you money. That's what the deal was.
They
paid these guys.
There's money for them. And especially, go find us terrorists over there in Pakistan and bring them back to Afghanistan so we can have them. That happened.
It did happen. Apparently to a huge extent, 14,000 people.
Well, the interesting thing is there's 14,000 people currently in...
That's worldwide, though, as I understand it.
That's worldwide, but there's basically only been 18,000 released up to this point.
So there's 14,000 still there?
Correct.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, since almost 18,700 have been released since June 2004. That means that we essentially have kept almost as many people as we've released.
Wow. At what cost?
Yeah, right, and how can... I realize it's war, but how many of them were fighting against us? Did we hold the German troops that were shooting bullets at Americans? Did we hold them past VE Day? I don't think we did.
Mm.
I think we let them go.
Probably.
So, I mean, are they really terrorists because they were fighting Americans invading their soil?
I don't even know if they've been labeled terrorists. Aren't they typically labeled enemy combatants or something like that?
They've used different terminology.
Yeah.
Disclosures of torture and long-term arbitrary detentions have won rebuke from leading voices, including the UN Secretary General, screw him, and the U.S. Supreme Court. Then, on the other hand, I kind of like. Well,
I don't.
I at least I at least like the fact
that... I like
that,
them in theory.
I like the fact that they are you know, speaking out against this.
Okay.
Kofi Annan, I really don't care what he speaks out against. But the bitterest words came from inside the system, the size of several U.S., major U.S. penitentiaries. It's hard to believe that I'd get out, Baghdad shopkeeper Amjad Qasim al-Alayi told the Associated Press after his release without charge last month. I wonder, do the Arab people, when they see each other's names, do they just rip right through it? Because I know I can
get they do.
John Smith right off the top of my head. I mean, does somebody just say, Akwam Sumsim Aliji?
Yes, they do.
Because I just, I have a hell of a time with it.
Well, you don't live there.
Yeah. I lived with Americans for 1 year and 8 months, and it was as if I was living in hell.
Oh, my.
Captured on battlefields, pulled from beds at midnight, grabbed off streets and suspected insurgents, tens of thousands now have passed through U.S. detention, the vast majority in Iraq. Many say they were caught up in U.S. military sweeps, often interrogated around the clock, then released months or years later without an apology, compensation, or any word of why they were taken.
See ya, toodles. Hope you enjoyed your stay.
70 to 90% of Iraq detentions in 2003 were mistakes. 70 to 90. Not sure how many. There's
somewhere in there. These are just people we're talking about. Yeah. I mean, people with families and friends and lives and jobs. And what are these people doing? This is insane.
Well, that's a quote from a U.S. officer to the International Red Cross, so for what it's worth, you know, it's the only International Red Cross. Defenders of the system...
Well, wait. Slow down for a second. If he's saying that 70 to 90% were mistakes, where's the proof that the 10% was correct?
I guess that
Where are the trials? Where's the evidence? Oh, wait, they don't want to go through all those steps. Which is one reason why...
You wouldn't in that scenario...
In a military scenario?
In a wartime scenario.
Yeah, but this isn't wartime. This isn't wartime.
I agree.
Right.
So what do you do? This is really the conundrum that's been created.
You don't go in the first place.
I understand. But there's really a problem. We have 14,000 people in prison.
Yeah.
Right now. Who, quite possibly, are very angry that they're in prison.
Better believe it.
They're either in prison for a good reason, or they're in prison for a bad reason. Either way, they're very angry about being there.
Yeah.
So they're either a terrorist and a potential danger to the United States, or they weren't when they came in.
And they will be on the way out.
I mean, that's pretty much it. We've created 14,000 highly potential terrorists.
Yeah.
What do we do with these people? What do you do with the guys at Gitmo? Let them go? I mean, they've certainly found some...
Yeah, that's the only thing you can do. I understand that it's scary and everything, but it's the only right thing to do. At this point, it's the only way to try to make good on this situation. But if you've got comments on this, 800-259-9231, coming up, we're going to focus in on one of those 14,000 guys. He's an AP photographer who's being held, or was being held, for 5 months straight. The first to the phones, to the fun, Michael in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi.
Hey, Michael.
I'd like to make everyone aware about the Real ID Act and how New Hampshire has taken government funds to do so, to implement it. I'm looking at a Concord Monitor article that says legislators vote to accept federal money for Real ID.
Yeah, they sure did.
Yeah. The House tried to put up a bill to stop it, but the Senate killed the bill.
That's right. We reported on this when it happened. The Senate killed the bill, and they modified it or something to where they were supposed to form some sort of a steering committee to look into it, and then they just sort of quickly decided they wanted to take the money. But luckily, the buck doesn't stop there. Once the Senate has said, yes, let's take the money, it moves to the governor and the executive council, as I understand it, so there's still a chance that this can be stopped.
That is correct, yeah. Everyone needs to be aware about it, because... Not only does it deal with your privacy, but if you do not have this national ID card, you cannot get into it. Get on planes, trains, national parks, courthouses, and many other federal buildings.
So they claim. It's a pretty scary idea, and it's supposed to be fully implemented by 2008. Obviously, we're going to keep on top of this as the news continues to come out. Thank you for the call, Michael. 800-259-9231. Real ID is a very frightening concept. More police state mentality here in America, where you must have your national ID card and you must show it when you're asked to or demanded of. That's what's happening here in America, in the land of the free. It's going on right now, underneath your nose, and you might not have even been aware of it. National ID card coming soon. We'll keep you up to date. 800-259-9231. More about the prisons coming up. Free Talk Live.
Perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it is your show and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com where everything is totally free once again. That is freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. And Mark, we're going back to the phones and to the fun to Jamie Told You So.
Oh, my goodness.
Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yes. How y'all gentlemen doing?
Jamie, doing good. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Just okay.
Keeping up with the, keeping up with the crap Bush has put on us.
Oh, why are you okay, Jamie? Is it just because of Bush?
Sometimes.
Bush is getting you down?
Well, George Bush, I tell you what.
Tell me what.
You know, like people say he's like a dictator and stuff. He sure seems like it.
He does. He wants to be a dictator. He said so.
Yeah.
He said, boy, remember a little while back, he said, boy, if I was a dictator, this would be all a lot easier.
Well, yeah, and it seems like, you know, Hitler was a dictator.
Yeah, yeah,
uh-huh.
He sure was.
Yeah. Hitler, dictator, right?
Yeah, and I'm going to make a prediction.
Yeah.
And it, I love our country and stuff.
That's good.
You think that George Bush is going to gas a million Jews?
No.
Okay.
No.
I was just wondering.
He could do us.
You think he's going to gas a million?
Hitler did them that way.
What's that?
Hitler did the Jews that way.
Uh-huh. Did what to them?
Bush has got higher power. He's more powerful than anybody in the world.
I'd say that's a fair statement. Yeah, I'd say so.
I'd say
he's got the power to do anything, really.
Pretty much. So what do you think is going to come next, Jamie? I mean, in this war on terror, what's he going to do next?
Iran don't stop their enrichment of to make nuclear bombs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they use tomato juice.
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm.
You think he's going to invade Iran?
Oh. Well, he invaded Iraq, so...
So done one, do another one. Sure,
and, he's invaded Afghanistan, which is on the other side of Iran too.
And Korea is
a
partner in with Iran.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's really the case.
I think they're going to. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, me too. Let's talk. Forget about all this politics stuff. Let's talk about you, Jamie, because you're living there in Kentucky. Last time we talked to you, I think you had moved out of your grandma's house, right?
She passed away.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I am so sorry to hear that. Where are you living now?
Just anywhere I could find.
Really? You're just kind of flitting around between friends' houses, or I mean,
what? You got a girlfriend?
Living here and there.
Living here and there. Where are you at currently? Are you on a friend's couch or something?
No, I'm at my parents' house right now.
I see. So your parents' house is here and there? I mean, how long have you been at your parents' house?
About, I don't really know. Not too long.
Not too long. Come on, man. Nail it down. I mean, it's not too long. 5 days, 5 months,
5 weeks.
About 5 or 6 years.
What are you talking about? Wait a minute. You were living at your grandma's house a year and a half ago.
Well, see, I was back and forward, so.
I see. So you were either at mom and dad's or grandma's house.
Yeah, my mom and
dad. Are you still working at the Dollar General?
No, I'm kind of looking at another place to work at now.
Did you get canned?
Purdue Farms.
Oh, yeah, chicken.
Making chickens.
Yeah. What are you going to be doing there?
Pull the feathers off them?
Stuff off.
You know? Oh, I was going to say, they don't need any consultants or anything.
They're
going to put your butt to work.
Nah.
So
have
you ever done any of that work before? You know, plucking animals and slicing them up and that sort of thing? Have you ever done any of that?
Oh, yeah.
Really? What have you done?
I worked there before a long time ago.
Oh, and why'd you stop?
Because my grandma.
Oh, yeah, you had to move out. Had to move out and take care. You had to stop the job, take care of grandma. Good story, Jamie. Now, what sound does a chicken make? Thanks for the call, Jamie. 800-259-9231.
That's awesome.
1-800-259-9231.
I can't for the life of me figure out whether that's that guy's
real or fake.
Real or fake. I just can't figure it out.
He's good. All right.
Just when I think that I'm sure that he's fake,
he one-ups you.
I end up believing he's real.
Yeah.
And then nobody. No, come on. No, he's not real. just gets. I don't know.
All right. The U.S. military in Iraq, according to the Associated Press, has imprisoned an Associated Press photographer for 5 months, accusing him of being a security threat, but never filing charges or permitting a public hearing. Military officials said Bilal Hussein, an Iraqi citizen, was being held for imperative reasons of security. Under United Nations resolutions, AP executives said the news cooperative's review of Hussein's work didn't find anything to indicate appropriate, inappropriate contact with insurgents, and any evidence against him should be brought to the Iraqi criminal justice system, according to the AP.
Oh, my.
Hussein, 35, is a native of Fallujah who began to work for the AP in 2004. He photographed events in Fallujah and Ramadi until he was detained on April 12th of this year, according to the AP's president, quote, We want the rule of law to prevail. He either needs to be charged or released. Indefinite detention is not acceptable. We've come to the conclusion that this is unacceptable under Iraqi law or Geneva Conventions or any military procedure. Hussein's one of an estimated 14,000 people detained by the U.S. military worldwide. 13,000 of them are in Iraq. So 13,000 of the 14,000 in Iraq alone.
Wow.
That is huge. They're held in limbo where few are ever charged with a specific crime or given a chance before any court or tribunal to argue for their freedom. You know, despite the, I mean, leaving out the whole thing about how there's no charges and all that, and just focusing on the fact that there are 13,000 people from Iraq in Iraqi U.S. military prisons, and we've talked before about how these how this war is generating terrorists. Not only are we generating terrorists and insurgents in the fact that when these guys are arrested and held without trial and then just released 5 months later or whatever, when that happens, that creates a terrorist. But imagine being
a potential terrorist.
Right. Imagine being a family member of one of these individuals. Your dad just got plucked off the street today as he was working at his street-level vendor booth.
Or whatever.
The military comes by, plucks him off the street. He disappears. You don't know how to get in touch with him. All you know is that some of the other people on the street said the U.S. military came by and took your dad. You don't know where he is. You don't know if he's okay. You don't know what they're doing to him. He's gone.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? There's 13,000 people in prisons. How many family members does that affect? I mean, it must affect at least 100,000 people, don't you think?
I would say that that's conservative, yes.
Yeah, you want to know why? Well, I mean, you want to know why there's so many insurgents? Do you want to know why they keep coming after United States military?
You know why we can't catch them? Why they slip into the back into the background?
Because they're being hidden,
helped.
Rather. Helped, yeah.
Absolutely.
By people who are pissed off because their family members are rotting in some fetid old prison.
It's true.
Hussein, in Hussein's case, the military has not provided any concrete evidence to back up the vague allegations they've raised about him.
Oh, I'm not sure that they would.
Military said Hussein was captured with two insurgents, including so-and-so, and they're claiming he has close relationships with persons known to be responsible for kidnappings, smuggling, improvised explosive device attacks, and other attacks on coalition forces.
And his name's Hussein.
Yeah, could be related. There's so many people named Hussein over there. 1-800. Let's arrest them all.
It's like Anderson.
And let's create a Hussein jail just for all of the people named Hussein. More coming up. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, Monday edition. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. You can get on it by going to freetalklive.com and entering your email address into that little text email box thing that you'll see right there on the front page of the website.
Very easy. I get all my information on the show. Yeah. I never know when there's Shriners up on the website. I don't know. Oh, how many times have I said to you, oh, such and such happened? I find out through the updates.
Exactly. And speaking of Shriners on the website, one of our Shriners who's already been on the Shrine, she sent in an updated photo, and we put that up now, and you can see her on the front page of the site as well, freetalklive.com.
You should do that right now.
She's definitely worth looking at, Michelle. There were some people. Michelle is such a good-looking lady that people didn't believe she was for real with the old picture.
I didn't. When I saw it, I didn't believe it either.
And she is for real, because now there's a second one. 800-259-9231. You can join us on, of course, online and more. It's all totally free. Again, freetalklive.com. Talking about the 13,000 prisoners who are being held in Iraq right now. And there's another 1,000 around the world. All of them being held in military prisons. No charges, no trials. From time to time, they'll just let them out and say goodbye, and that's it.
Right.
No explanation.
And you're not necessarily going to get out. You could be innocent and have been in there for the last 5 years. You could be guilty and get out in 2 weeks. You never know.
Exactly. And that doesn't include the CIA prisons. When you first told me tonight that you had a story about 14,000 prisoners, I thought we were talking about the CIA prisons, but no. There's two separate things going on here. There's the U.S. military imprisoning 14,000 people, and there's the CIA secret prisons. We don't know how many people are in those. So all of this stuff is going on in America, and I just think it's absolutely disgusting.
It does seem strange that in in America, and the American government should have secret prisons, secret police, secretly picking up people, detaining them secretly, giving them, if they gave them secret trials, they don't even give them secret trials. Just, it's all so secret. What's really good about this secret thing? What is the government doing that's so secretive?
There's nothing good about it. I mean, the Nazis had secret police and stuff like that. There's nothing good. For all the people that defend the government, the Kool-Aid drinkers, I mean, what else can you call them? They'll defend the Bush administration no matter how egregious its violations of human liberties will, how far they will go.
Mm-hmm.
They'll continue to defend them. It doesn't matter if it's secret prisons or torture or whatever. There's always some sort of an excuse, and it usually ties back into, well, we're scared, and we need security.
Those people deserve it. They're terrorists.
It's disgusting. By the way, this guy, this AP reporter, he's still being held. I thought for a moment that they might have let him out after 5 months, but no, the AP's just now reporting that he's been held for 5 months, and there's no trial and no charges, and the AP's pretty angry about it. But what are they going to do? Hire some mercenaries and go bust him out or anything like that? They just have to beg at this point. They have to beg and plead. You can't fight the U.S. military. What can you do? Take them to court over in America and get them to order them to release this guy in a country that the U.S. is supposed to not have jurisdiction over?
You can't do that. I mean,
it's
obviously
just a mess.
I don't know.
Whole thing is a mess. Anyway, going on here, according to the AP, Hussein proclaims his innocence, that's the name of the AP's photographer, according to his Iraqi lawyer, and believes he's been unfairly targeted because his photos from Ramadi and Fallujah were deemed unwelcome by the coalition forces. So, essentially what he's saying is he took pictures of things that might not have jived with the official line in Iraq. He might have taken photos of things that shouldn't have necessarily been seen by American audiences. And so he thinks that they targeted him and arrested him.
Doesn't sound impossible.
No, certainly not. And it certainly sounds despicable. If you've got thoughts, 800-259-9231, especially if you can defend this behavior. Can you defend locking up 13,000 people without trial, without charges? Can you? Really?
I can defend locking up 14,000 people without trial and without charges if we were at war.
Okay.
I mean, at that point,
in
there
which
are
case,
rules
wouldn't those,
set in place.
Wouldn't those people have to be other members of the military? Could you, if you're at war, can you just lock up anybody? If you invade a town, can you just pick anybody off and arrest them?
You couldn't, but you wouldn't be able to, according to the Geneva Convention. They have to be uniformed soldiers, but
what if they just took their uniform off? How do you know?
Yeah, but you can, because you have to.
I see. Well, Paul Craig Roberts has a few things to say about this from antiwar.com. President George Bush, betrayed by the neoconservatives, whom he elevated to power, and by his attorney general, Alberto Gonzalez, who gave him wrong legal advice, is locked in a desperate struggle with the Republican Congress to save himself from war crimes charges at the expense of America's reputation and our soldiers' fate. Wouldn't it be interesting if Bush was actually brought up on war crimes charges? Who would do that? The Hague?
I guess it would have to be the U.N.,
beguiled by
the trials given by the UN at the Hague?
I'm not sure. Beguiled by the neoconservatives who told him that the virtuous goals of the American empire justified any means, and misled by an incompetent attorney general who told him that the president was above U.S. law, Bush was deceived in committing war crimes against under Article 3 of the Geneva Convention and the U.S. War Crimes Act of 1996. Bush is now desperately trying to save himself by having the U.S. Congress retroactively repeal both Article 3 and the U.S. law. Under the U.S. Constitution, of course, retroactive law is without force, but desperate men will try anything. President Bush has given no thought to the impact on America's reputation of his strident campaign to write torture into U.S. law. He's given no thought to what saving himself means for captured U.S. troops if the U.S. government guts Article 3 of the Geneva Conventions. And how could he care? This is the same president who prevented the world from intervening to stop Israel's slaughter of Lebanese civilians. It's the same president who describes tens of thousands of slaughtered Iraqi and Afghan civilians as collateral damage.
I would like to caveat that that's that author's opinion about the Lebanese civilian thing.
Of course it's his opinion. It's an op-ed. What sort of war is it when civilian casualties far outnumber casualties among combatants? former Secretary of State Colin Powell, who was used by Bush to lie to the UN in order to create a pretext for his illegal invasion of Iraq, denounced Bush's attempt to repeal Article 3 of the Geneva Conventions. Powell said Bush's proposal causes the world to, quote, doubt the moral basis of our fight against terrorism and will, quote, put our own troops at risk. Republican senators so-and-so, McCain, etc., agree with Powell, although their arms may yet be twisted out of their sockets. Bush's claim that America can't fight the war on terror without employing torture is just another Bush lie. It's a known fact that torture produces unreliable information. Torture certainly can make people talk, but it can't make them give reliable info. Very few of the tens of thousands of suspects that the U.S. has detained are guilty of anything. We know this because the U.S. Iraqi command says that 18,700 Iraqis have been released since June 2004. U.S. officers told the Red Cross, as you pointed out, that 70 to 90% of them were mistakes, and most of these mistakes were people grabbed off the street, pulled out of their beds as suspected insurgents, victims of military sweeps akin to the KGB street sweeps of the Stalin era, which resulted in so many Soviet citizens disappearing into the gulag. Others were sold to Native Americans, or excuse me, naive Americans, by warlords.
What are the Native Americans doing with them?
They were sold to naive Americans by warlords who collected a bounty for turning in terrorists. And speaking of street sweeps, I've got a story coming up tonight about a city in America where there was a street sweep going on, people being rounded up. We'll tell you about that. It's happening now.
Spooky.
Here in America. That's coming up. When innocent people are tortured, they invent information in order to stop the pain. Sometimes they settle the score with a personal enemy or someone they dislike by giving their name. So, like, if they were torturing me, saying, who's the mad bomber? I'd say, Mark Edge.
That's the mad bomber.
People who experience...
I would roll on you in a second. I just want you to know.
People who experienced Soviet torture and survived say they tried to remember the names of deceased persons to identify as enemies of the state.
Good idea.
Go examine those leads. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. John in Canada wants to talk about Bush. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Again, toll free 1-800-259-9231. I especially want to hear from someone that thinks it's a great idea to lock 14,000 people up without charges. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Pop quiz, do you know the ABCs of automotive recalls? This is information that could save your life, so get ready to write. When I come back, we'll practice the alphabet and do the math. Whether it's a classic car or grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals. like the original Scott Shop towel. Scott Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scott Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scott Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. Today's Car Clinic Minute class is about automotive recalls. We'll do our ABCs soon, but first, the math. More than 215 million vehicles have been affected by recalls since 1966. Why? It's elementary. A, anything related to safety can be recalled, but only on cars less than 8 years old. B, best time to check it out? Now. A recall won't expire, but sooner than later can be the difference between life and death. And C, complaints received on a vehicle compared to the number of vehicles produced will prompt investigation into a vehicle's safety. To file a complaint, go to NHTSA.gov. Now you know your ABCs of automotive recall. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, though I hesitate to really sell specific features because I can't give you subdomains to direct you to them as I normally do, like shrine.freetalklive.com and auction.freetalklive.com. They're all not working tonight.
Well, if you wanted to see the shrine, all you'd have to do is go to freetalklive.com and then you look in the little navigation.
You'll find it. I mean, you can see Michelle's picture. She's right there on the front page. Click that. It'll take you to the shrine. So, Shrine of Female Listeners. Lots of ladies sending us their validated photo, meaning that they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean. FreeTalkLive.com. All right. Let's see. Continuing here, Paul Craig Roberts, who, by the way, was formerly a member of the Reagan administration. This guy's he's a Republican, essentially, and he is has consistently been talking out against the Bush administration from as long as I've been reading his articles. It's been a couple of years now. He continues pointing out about the military, the secret prisons, and the 14,000 people that are currently being held, and the fact that Bush is trying to save himself from maybe getting war crimes charges brought against him. He goes on and points out, he's talking about how torture just results in bad information, pointing out that an actual terrorist or an insurgent who believes in his cause isn't going to give out accurate information if his torturers demand.
And somebody who doesn't, who isn't an actual terrorist and doesn't believe in their cause doesn't have the information.
No, they're going to make it up. If his torturers demand information on a pending attack, he'll give the wrong location. If they demand identities of his group, he'll give them the wrong names. He's worth very little as an information source because his colleagues, aware that he is captured or missing, will change plans and arrangements. So if you and I were in a terrorist cell, Mark, with 3 other people, and one of those people got picked off, well, you can damn well bet we're going to meet in some secret location and call it off for a little while, and then maybe meet up 6 months later and completely change whatever it was that we were going to do. So even if that person did give up the legitimate information, it wouldn't have been legitimate anymore.
Right. That makes sense.
The military hasn't learned anything from torturing detainees and continues to lose the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan despite its widespread
use of
torture.
Not to mention, they justify if our guys get captured that they should be tortured.
Right. Well, if we can do it, they can do it, right?
It's so horrifying to us that these people chop the heads off of their victims after saying, Allah Akbar, and chop a head off. But we're allowing torture. Really, really?
Lying is now a full-time occupation for U.S. military spokespersons as well as President Bush. Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Curry, a spokesperson for U.S. military detainee operations in Iraq, says that every detainee, quote,
is detained because he poses a security threat to the government of Iraq, the people of Iraq, or coalition forces.
President Bush says, quote, these are enemy combatants who are waging war on our nation.
What? Is your nation Iraq? Because I don't see a war being waged here in the United States.
Me either.
If there's a war being waged in the United States, it's a war on drugs and a war on immigration being waged against the United States populace by the United States government. That's the war that's going on within these borders.
Sounds accurate.
In fact, we've got more on immigration coming up here. President Bush, let's see here. Somebody needs to tell Bush and Curry that what they allege cannot be true if 70 to 90% of detainees are mistaken detentions and 18,000 plus have been released in the last 14 months. Baghdad shopkeeper Amjad Qasim al-Alawi is a good example. He languished in detention limbo for 20 months without charges and without apology when he was released. Many studies have concluded that people who go into interrogation and police work are bullies. Sadists, if you will, who like to exercise power and hurt people. Bush is willing to make such people even less accountable in order to protect himself from war crimes charges. If Bush were a real man, he'd fire Gonzalez and the neocons. He'd say that he was given bad advice and regrets that he didn't know better than to follow it. He would order closed all of the secret prisons, an end to the illegal policy of rendition. That's where they take somebody from the United States or wherever, fly them to a secret CIA prison and torture the hell out of them, and then let them go, just in case you didn't know, and order that all U.S. military detention facilities be run in strict accordance with the Geneva Conventions. Well, of course, I'd go further than that. I'd say if he was a real man and cared a damn bit about freedom and liberty, he would order those facilities closed and order every single military member from every single military base around the world back home to the United States. That would be a nice start. But, Paul Craig Roberts got a couple good ideas.
It does have a couple good ideas.
He says that would serve Bush and America's reputation far better than his attempt to legalize torture. Let's talk to John in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great,
hey.
John. What's on your mind?
Oh, geez. I'm going to try to address some of your questions and hopefully bleed it into the reason I was calling. Mm-hmm. You were saying, you know, how could they lock up 14,000 people? Well, you know, Rumsfeld told us himself, and Carter quoted him on this. He was asked, why don't you apply reason to this and try them in a court of law? And Rumsfeld responded that if these individuals that are being held in Guantanamo were given an opportunity to speak in front of a judge, the judge would most likely find them innocent and let them go. And that's why they must be forbidden, because these are the most dangerous terrorists on the face of the planet.
And ludicrous. What a bunch of doublespeak.
But it's important to try to meditate on it and try to understand what is he actually doing there and how does that work? Like, what are they doing? Like, he's not applying reason.
Whoever made that statement isn't spending a lot
Rumsfeld.
Of time.
And it's Rumsfeld, yeah. And Carter quoted him on it. And, like, that's the game they're playing. They want people to put faith into what they're doing makes sense instead of actually understanding it yourself as
right.
an equal contributor to a real democracy.
I like how you
don't
use...
worry. We won't make any mistakes. We won't do anything wrong.
I like
don't
how
worry.
You use the term faith. I think that's really accurate because
this
is like a religion for these people.
It is. It's a cult, in fact.
It would have to be.
Deviate too far off the subject matter, but I mean, they do have their meetings, their Bohemian Grove meetings, where they actually sacrifice people in effigy,
well,
children.
Well, I mean,
whatever, but it's a strange thing. Everything's sort of interconnected, and nothing is separate from existence itself, so everything is interconnected in one way, shape, or form. Another question you asked was, who's going to bring forward war crime charges against Bush?
Yeah.
Well, I am. You know, a lot of individuals do. It's just.
Yeah, what are you going to do about that, though? I mean, so what?
Well, in fact, if I could encourage you guys to actually talk to me off the air and consider interviewing me one of these days, like I've
been arrested. You're on right now, man.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been arrested in Canada for threatening the life of George Walker Bush, primarily because I've brought forward the evidence indicating how he personally, and that's why I called, and how he personally is involved in committing criminal acts in the great American nation I'm so proud of.
Well, obviously, he's personally involved. He's the one that's authorizing all of this, all of these
right.
police state tactics. Now, wait a minute. You threatened the president's life, allegedly? What happened there?
Well, it's allegedly. Like, that's the thing. And I'm going through the court process now. I mean, I'm involved with the Secret Service. The Secret Service is involved in the
Wait a minute. You're in Canada.
Yeah, well, the Secret Service and the FBI looked like they were the guys who initialized this arrest warrant that was originally top secret. Nobody was allowed to see it. They had the intentions on arresting me under the Mental Health Care Act, which would deny me an opportunity to stand in front of a judge and tell them my story.
So,
but we have some, you know, not everybody in the RCMP is dedicated to helping escape those who truly commit grievous criminal assaults against
them. So you're telling
self.
Me that the Secret Service came to the Royal Canadian Mounted Police and they sicked them after you, essentially.
Well, it was originally an FBI officer who filed the request to the National Security Services to do what they could. In fact, he had alleged that I was
what were you charged
mentally
with when you were arrested?
Threatening the life of George Bush, Rumsfeld, and Ariel Sharon was part of it, but it wasn't a direct part of the warrant. Although it was. The mountain of paperwork involved in this case is boxes.
I can only imagine.
But by all means, I mean, I could tell you the story, and it's a very interesting thing.
Is there a trial scheduled? When's that coming?
Yeah, well, right now we're going through some preliminary pretrial. We've had to go back and forth.
They're going to prove? Wait, what are they going to prove at the trial? Whether or not you actually did threaten these individuals, and is this a crime? Is it a crime in Canada where you threaten anybody, you can be arrested? I mean, is that what they're charging with?
Well, part of my defense is that I'm doing what the National Security Service should be doing. I'm doing what the FBI should, I'm doing what the FBI should be doing. They should be supporting criminal investigations that have been completed already. That tell us who specifically is responsible for, if we're going to talk about 9/11, for example. We know that General Mahmoud Ahmad funded the operation, and here's why I called, is that Bush and Cheney personally, like, this is the difference. People will say, well, they're puppets, they're not really responsible, they're just taking orders. Well, they are responsible for their own personal actions, and in the case of Bush, according to Tim Russert, interviewing Tom Daschle, he and Cheney personally worked to close outstanding criminal investigations.
We've heard allegations like that before, and John, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. It's pretty scary, man. You can be in another country and make a threat against the president of America, and that country's cops are going to come after you? I don't know, man. That's disturbing. More coming up. This is your show. Hour 2 on the way. Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you